Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
getting a tattoo.
Yeah, because often they take a while.
Yeah, maybe you need to listen to something to take your mind off the pain.
Well, Jimmy, you're the only one in the team.
I forgot you had a tattoo, Jimmy.
Took the words out of my mouth, Grace.
I think that's what you were actually going to say, Nate. But then what happened there was producer Grace just jumped all over you.
No, but I got really excited. I'm so sorry. Do you want to have another go, Nate?
No, that's all right, mate. We're here. But I'm glad you're excited because, I mean, it matches what I was going to say. No, that's just me trying to make it relevant. No, Jimmy has a tattoo.
Mm.
The pain side of things, Jim. I mean, you have the map of Tassie on your ankle, the outside of your left ankle.
A little map of Tassie.
You're doing an off-mic bit.
I think this show features some off-mic.
There is.
Yes. Yelling.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a great show. You're really going to enjoy it. But yes, I am the only member of a team that has a tat. I'm the dangerous one.
The bad boy.
I am. Not anymore, though. You know what I mean?
The big bad boy.
I used to be. Mm. Can I share those stories?
Yeah, if you want.
Stop.
They're your stories.
One day. Pain-wise, I got mine. So the map's on my ankle.
Close to the bone.
When it was on the bone bits, I guess it was kind of. Mm. But I don't know. I think... Now that I've had a tattoo, I'm just going to say that I was chatting to my tattoo artist about this because he goes, your first tattoo.
You guys chat now, do you?
I shared it to Buffer Tattoos.
One tat, you guys talk. Yeah.
And he was like, I said, it doesn't hurt that much. And he goes, honestly, he goes, I do a lot of tattoos and a lot of people say that. He goes, I think at some point someone went, it's really bad and not everyone has tattoos. So it's become one of those things that people just hype up to. He goes, it's painful.
Mm.
Many years ago, got my eyebrows microbladed.
Cool.
that's tattooing. It does hurt.
Oh, so that's tattooing. So you've had a tat.
It faded because it's on your face, so it doesn't last as long. But
I see you got a face tat.
Yeah, I've got face tats.
Face tat.
Two of them, baby.
You're dangerous.
Bloody Mike Tyson over here. Face tat.
It's one of the Wraith pigeons. Because he loves pigeons,
he
if
does,
you don't know.
Yeah.
That hurt. But maybe you have better pain threshold.
How long does that take when you do your eyebrows?
At least like an hour, maybe. Right, when I do them or when you get them done.
When you get them done, yeah.
Yeah, probably an hour and a half.
I think that's anything to it. It depends on your pain threshold. Mm. Like, I mean, the most painful thing I've done is probably dislocate my shoulder. It's pretty sore.
Oof.
Mm. But when I broke my ankle, when I broke my ankle, it wasn't that bad. Dislocating the shoulder is probably the worst. When it's out.
Jeez, you are the bad boy of the show, aren't you?
What's the most painful thing you've had?
Heartbreak.
You know what, though? In my head, I went, ask Nate what's the most painful thing. And I was like, he will say heartbreak. This is just how in tune we are. I just knew that bit was coming. And then I had to stop myself and go, but Jim, when he says it, don't yell it over the top of him.
At least you've got the same
thing. And then whatever you do, don't say you knew he was going to say that after.
The Jimmy and Nate Show.
Research has found that those who drink two or more cups of tea every day had between 9% and 13% lower risk of mortality compared to those who did not drink tea. What does that mean, Jim? It means that those that drink tea live longer.
Yeah, okay. There's always these articles that come out, isn't it?
Yep.
More of something will make you live longer.
Yeah, so you don't believe it.
They come out all the time. I believe each one.
These results were consistent regardless of a person's health factors, such as socioeconomic status, alcohol intake, diet, age, race, gender, and whether or not they smoked.
Wow, okay. We're sitting here in a plume in the studio.
No, sucking out our e-cigs, our vapies.
Oh, God, I'm over those at the moment.
I'm 6 months sober. I haven't drunk in a while. Remember I'd go out, get blind, and just smoke other people's...
Oh, you go, mate, can I have a drink?
Yeah, I go, all strawberry.
And I'd be like, don't stop
watermelon.
Doing that. Stop it. Have a Hubba Bubba if you want something flavoured in your mouth.
Jim. Tea temperature, or whether a person added milk or sugar to their tea, did not affect the results. So for those tea drinkers out there, great news for you tonight.
That's good. Look, I've never been a tea drinker. I'll have a tea. My partner has three teas a day. Oh. Absolutely loves them. Loves them so much.
Meg, your partner, loves them.
So much.
So much.
Her parents, the same.
Yeah, they're big tea people. Well, isn't Meg's mum English?
Yeah, she's English.
So I think that has an effect on the family.
I think it's a trickle down because they all do it. And Meg, okay, how's this? The other day, Meg went to a shopping centre the other day and they had the Tetley tea bags, right? $8 for 300.
Good or bad?
Apparently,
or
that's good in the tea world. In the tea bag world, apparently that's really good. And she was so excited. She bought all these tea bags, and now she'll get through them in a couple of weeks. She just, I don't know.
The English, mate. The English love
their
tea.
I'll only have a tea if there's a little bicky.
Yeah, you're thinking about the accompanying snack.
Oh, I'll dunk it in there. Love that. If there's no bicky, don't waste my time.
Yeah.
What have I got that for? You know what I mean?
What about the other day, Producer Grace? This is a true story. The other day, I'm at my house with Nace, and Nace, I look at him, and he's eating a Monte Carlo.
Yeah.
And I go, where'd you get that from? Look, I wasn't even aware we had Monte Carlos in my house. Yeah. He sniffed it out.
They had a cookie jar in the house.
They're also the worst kind of cookie. One of those things.
How dare you? They are amazing. Mm-mm. Monte Carlo.
Just imagine walking into your lounge room, Nace sitting there on the couch eating it. I was like, where did you get that? It's like a dog.
It's like a puppy dog.
Yeah. You've got to keep it out of reach, me, bud.
I'm just smacking him on the nose.
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
Look, Nath, when I first found out about this, hey, Australia, it's Jimmy, by the way. Nath did something. He's done it again, guys. I mean, I think I was just joking about how Nath is like a dog. Came to my house, ate my roommate's biscuits. I was like, where did you get that?
Monte Carlo, so good.
Smack him on the nose. But Nath, you've done something again. And look, at first when I did find out about this, I was a little upset. I don't know, how do you feel about this, Producer Grace?
Well, I feel like you were giving you good ideas to other radio shows, which is
But I've just got so many. We can't fit it. And I get knocked back on this show a few times.
Has said it there. Nath has called another radio show. He's done this before. He's done it multiple times. Nath, I think I was with Grace at the start. I was thinking you're giving away your good ideas again. But then I had a listen back to our show over the last week or so, the podcast. Get it, wherever you get your podcast from. It's now on Audible. We've got Listener app. We've got Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever. And I went, you're on one. And you know what? We've got some good ideas to spare. You know what I mean? You can throw them out there.
Yeah.
I want to play probably my favourite radio station you've called. You called Jonesy Amanda, which is in Sydney, a Sydney breakfast show.
Yep.
And they were looking for drag names.
Yep.
And let's have a listen.
But what we do need today is your drag name. We're asking for suggestions yesterday. Hayley Davidson, colour sucking me off. I just read that out without pre-reading it. I saw the words and just read them. I do apologise.
Yeah, so that was...
Because it's written for... I didn't know.
Yeah, that was Nath with Jones and Amanda, a Sydney breakfast show. Shout out to them.
And they went with Kawasaki Me Off as well.
Yeah, sucking me off. Now, you did... You said you were Nathan in that one.
Yeah, I said I was Nathan on that one. And now, I texted through.
Okay, yeah, you texted through on that one. Now, you've called the show. This one's a bit different. You've called the show.
By the way, the only reason I tell you this afterwards, I do this just for my own entertainment. I'm quite sad.
But Australia, this is what Nate does for fun. He literally calls me afterwards.
I'm driving around going, I've got a story for this.
And he goes, Jim, you wouldn't believe I got on bloody Triple M breakfast this morning. And I go, get a life.
So this is a...
This is a breakfast show. This is Nate. Nate's up at 7 in the morning giving him a buzz.
Yeah.
I'm like, mate, we just went to bed.
So this is the Triple M Sydney breakfast. Jess Eva, Pagey, and MG is the show.
Mark Geyer, famous rugby league player. So this is a Sydney Triple M breakfast show. Grace, you haven't heard this yet.
I haven't. Have you heard it?
I have.
Okay.
So I don't know what's going through. This isn't even a real story. Yeah. Nate's calling with a fake.
You made it up.
Yeah, well, because I'm like, I've got a good one. I'm going to call through. And they give away a prize.
They got no phones. Nate goes, I'll throw this dog a bone. I know what it's like when no one calls up. I'll call them. So he's given them a fake name.
Yeah.
A fake story.
Yeah.
And he's won something out of it.
I think I go by Stephen or Steve. Yeah.
Well, we'll have a listen. It's a fake name, but as soon as you hear the voice, you know it's Nath. This is Nath on Triple M Sydney Breakfast.
Stephen is in Cronulla. Stephen, good morning. What did you miss because of a flight?
Hey, guys, it wasn't me. One of my good mates, he missed the birth of his second child.
No.
Yeah, the missus wasn't happy, as you can imagine.
What was the circumstances, brother? What happened, Stevie?
So he was on a work conference in the US. Probably should have gone to that. But he went on a work conference and his wife wasn't due for a couple of weeks until he after he got back, but actually went into labour early. He's tried to jump on the plane as quick as possible, got delayed, stuck in Singapore, and was on FaceTime for the birth.
FaceTime. Mate, what a
you know what? Stevie sounds pretty fly for a white guy. I think he should get some offspring tickets. Take your mate with you, brother. That's the offspring. How's that sound?
God, blokes can be crap sometimes, can't they? Wait.
They can because they just make up stories. I got offspring tickets, guys.
Oh, good.
Well, that's random force. Well done. You've scored yourself some offspring tickets.
Yeah.
I just love. So, look, it's slightly based off a friend of our story that you've added some mayo and changed it. It's not a real story.
It's a fake story.
And you added so many details, though.
Singapore. You doing bits?
Mate, I make up stories every day on this show.
Just tell me that.
What about, you had no idea, you've got through, they've given you offspring tickets.
Yeah, I've got offspring tickets the 12th of December. I've got them right here because I got sent them today. Like, welcome, Nath, you're a Triple M club member. What's your favourite NRL team?
You know what's people don't know this, but all the prizes we give away in the Jimmy and A show are just prizes that Nath called up and won.
Mate, that's we don't get any funding here at late night, so I got to win them from other people.
I just love everything. He gives you nicknames, Stevie. Yeah, mate, you sound pretty fly for a white guy. We're gonna hook you up with the 12th offspring.
So, look, I've got them.
I
can't go.
No. And I've banned you from going.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you know, Grace, we get lucky to go to concerts. Mm. You know, Friday's Live, we're going to be going to. So I thought, Nathan, you can't win these. You don't deserve them.
Yep.
So we'll flip them. We are now going to ask on 131060, do you want to go to this offspring concert on the 12th of December in Sydney?
Yeah, it's at the Horden Pavilion, right? So Monday, the 12th of December this year, 2022, Horden Pavilion. It's a double pass.
Double pass.
Take your best mate. Or
you can take your mate.
Your dad or whatever, your granddad.
Perfect for Father's Day. So give us a call, 131060. Okay. We'll see if we can give someone, you're going to have to be in Sydney. We don't give away flights to the shop.
Didn't
win that.
Make your own way there. Yeah. Maybe they're giving them away tomorrow. I'll call it tomorrow. Try again. All right, 131060. Do you want to go to the offspring? Double pass, Horden Pavilion in Sydney. If you want them, these are the tickets I won from Triple M. 131060. It's Jimmy and Nath.
The Jimmy and Nath Show. Podcast.
Yeah, Nathan, we just asked 131060, do you want to go to the offspring on the 12th of December in Sydney?
And all the girlies say I'm pretty fly for a white guy.
Here they are, guys. If you don't know him from this, you might know him from this. I'll be honest, Jimmy and I just had to search them just to remind us who the offspring were.
Yeah. Now, look, if you are just joining us, Nath has an addiction. It's not quite an intervention yet because he still gives us great content for the show. But every morning, Nath gets up, he gets in his car, he goes for a drive.
Yep.
And this time, Nath, you've
called. I listen to different shows around the country.
Just to get ideas.
Yeah. Just to see what they're doing and maybe never do that.
A little bit of inspiration. You know what? I'm inspired to never do that. Now, you called up Triple M Breakfast in Sydney.
Yes.
You used a fake name and you used a fake story, and this is what happened.
Stephen is in Cronulla. Stephen, good morning. What did you miss because of a flight?
Hey, guys, it wasn't me. One of my good mates, he missed the birth of his second child.
No.
Yeah, the missus wasn't happy, as you can imagine.
What was the circumstances, brother? What happened, Stevie?
So he was on a work conference in the US. Probably should have gone to that. But he went on a work conference and his wife wasn't due for a couple of weeks until after he got back, but she went into labour early. He's tried to jump on the plane as quick as possible, got delayed, stuck in Singapore, and was on FaceTime for the birth.
FaceTime. Mate, what a
you know what? Stevie sounds pretty fly for a white guy. I think he should get some offspring tickets. Take your mate with you, brother. That's the offspring. How's that sound?
God, blokes can be crap sometimes, can't they? Wait.
God, blokes can be crap, can't they? We certainly can. We fake names, fake calls, and
fake
get real
stories.
Prizes. Look, Nath, we've done 131060. We're only going to chat to one person and see if they can make it to Sydney on the 12th of December to see the offspring.
Yeah, okay. Michael from Bendigo in Victoria. Hello, Mike. How are you?
Hey guys, how you going?
We're good, mate. Now, I just need to reiterate that the concert is in Sydney. Now, you live in Bendigo. Do you like the Offspring?
I do. But more importantly, the friend that got me into the band has helped me out so much lately, and he's in New South Wales, so he's the person that I'd be taking.
Oh, so you've got like a close friend, best friend in New South Wales, and you want to surprise him with tickets to the Offspring?
Yeah, I'd love to take him there. He's really helped me out.
Oh, that'd be good. Now, Mike, you'd be happy. We don't have any accompanying things. We don't have accommodation. No, we don't have flights.
No
we've
fuel.
Got no per
my
diems.
My only fear is I would have the issue that your fake person had, and my flight would be delayed, and then I'd miss
the concert.
Imagine the irony. Nathan uses a fake through it, so I'm missing a flight. Michael has a real flight that's real delayed.
Oh, this is good. Okay, so, I mean, Mike, it's on the 12th of December. So,
does that work for you?
Enough time?
Yeah, and the best part is his birthday is the 6th of December, so it'd be the 10-week birthday.
It's almost like you were just listening to the show in the hope that we'd won some tickets from a Triple M show. This is good.
Now, also, Michael, now if we do give you these tickets, even though Nath listens to other radio shows, we don't want people doing that. So we are going to bribe you here for your loyalty. You promise to be loyal to the Jimmy and Nath show.
Absolutely. You guys are hilarious.
Stop. Keep
Stop
going.
It. Keep going.
It'd be funny if he's calling from another show.
Oh, he's calling from Triple M Melbourne trying to win them back.
Awesome.
We're on to you, Michael.
All right. So, well, Michael, mate.
Michael's a very fake name for Marty Sheargold.
All right. So, Michael, I'm happy for these to go to you. As Jim said, if you can swear your allegiance to the show, even though this prize is from a different show.
Absolutely. You guys have got me for life.
Love it. Give me tickets. Michael, got some good news for you, buddy. You want to know what that is?
I'm going to the Offspring.
No, you're pretty fly for a white guy.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nath last night? That's okay.
Because you could hear it all here. Cause of grace.
Nath, I'm going to need some sad music for this one. Leonardo DiCaprio and his girlfriend, Camilla Morone.
I believe she turned 25.
I know. They've broken up just months after her 25th birthday.
Oh, she didn't make the milestone, the poor thing.
No, she did.
She did.
But he has broken up with her just 2 months afterwards.
Oh, dear.
And obviously, if you didn't gather, the reason this is making news is that Leo has never publicly dated someone over the age of 25, and it's been a long-running gag that he won't date anyone over the age of 25. Fun little tidbit about Camilla, his now ex-girlfriend. She was born in 1997, which was the same year the Titanic came out.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
The movie that put him on the map.
Yeah, this movie that's playing right now.
Yeah.
It's not the movie. It's just
the song from the song.
It's funny, here in radio, we can actually take the sounds out of things. We don't have a VCR set up behind us.
Yeah, every time you hear
it. Fast forward to that scene.
Every time you hear a sound effect on this show, it's a movie playing in the studio. They're like, where's the random applause from? It's Happy Gilmore.
Yeah. Oh, quick, what episode are we up to for Seinfeld? Is that the opening? I could go all day, guys.
You could. I could. We need more of this gossip.
Yeah. Someone has put together a handy little graph dating every relationship that Leo has had publicly and all of their ages through it. He has broken up with 4 women at the age of 25 and none of the others have gone past the age of 25.
How old is Leo?
He's 47.
Good on him.
Is it? No.
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
I want to ask now on 131060, what tattoo did you get? Oh. Tattoos, discuss. This is after Tat Talk.
Tat Chat.
Oh, I'm just yelling off mic.
Tat Chat.
Sorry, hang on 1 sec.
Tat Chat, Jim. Tat Chat's a good one.
Yeah, no, I'll write that.
Sorry, I'm panicked.
You have a microphone.
I walked away. Tat Chat.
Oh.
Sorry, Jim, go on, mate. Continue. 131060, what tattoo did you get? Stat chat.
Is that how you do it?
Yeah, that was really good, bro. Thanks. But
what did you say?
Okay. I don't know, mate. I'll say a lot of things. I'll say a lot of things on this show. I don't know, I'm just here for a good time, not a long time.
I mean, no, you came up with something as well. Would you say
Tat Talk?
Tat Talk. Tat Chat. Yeah. I'll just be honest. Where was this when we put the show together? You left me in the dark. I've got tattoos. Disgust. Grace yelling at me across the desk. Grace is yelling at me from behind. Thanks, guys. Thanks.
Mate, all good idiot. Stuff happens live on the air. You know that.
Yeah. Mm. You're right. You're
it's
hot.
It's really hot.
So was that such a big walk back to your microphone?
But TikTok user Fishing Gear to Go decided to get a tattoo of a ruler along the length of his leg to ensure that he can always measure his every fish that he catches. Got ya.
Yeah.
Tat chat. The TikTok guy showed off the design in a now viral video that got 4.4 million views last time I had a look, where he holds up one of his fish along his leg to measure the length of the fish.
I love that. I think it's a clever idea for a regular fisher person. Mm.
If you're fishing all the time, don't need to carry a ruler.
100%, because it's less stuff, isn't it? You know, on your boat to be.
And it's a fun talking point as well. You'd be like, hey, yeah,
once,
I've got a
though.
Steve, we get it, mate. You got a ruler tattoo on you.
Bro, I come out fishing with you every weekend.
And every time you go, hey, you want a tat chat?
Unless you've changed it to inches, you know. Otherwise, it's the same.
No, one leg's inches, one leg's centimetres. I can fish all around the world.
Not the imperial system.
The metric.
That is 1060 tat chat.
Tat chat.
What tattoo?
What tat did you get?
Or is I? Hey guys, it's Jimmy. Tattoos discuss.
Yeah, it's a good one. Tat chat, tat talk. What tattoo did you get? Tattoos discuss. 1310 60. It's Jimmy and Nath. Give us the buzz.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
Nath, we just asked 1310 60. Tattoos discuss. Mm. Well, that's if Jimmy asked it. If Nath asked it, it would be 1310 60.
Tat chat.
And if producer Grace.
Oh, was that your one, was it?
Mine was Tat Chat. Yours was Tat Talk.
Mm. And look, I don't know if I'll have time tonight, but just keep an eye on the socials at Jimmy and Nath, at the Jimmy and Nath Show, because there will be a video at some stage of producer Grace walking around. And yeah, I've seen the video. It is amazing. Because we don't control the videos here. They switch between people.
They've got a mind of their own.
You don't know who it's going to get. And this one did switch to me. It had me chatting. You see Grace walk around right over my shoulder. She just goes, Tat Chat!
Just forgot you had a microphone. Funny old thing, studios, aren't they? You got live microphones in there. Dan from Melbourne, Tat Chat. Dan, what happened? Have you got a tat?
Yeah, I've got a lot of really bad tattoos, but the one that stands out, I decided to live a year of my life making all decisions with a magic eight ball. And
so I love that, first of all.
That was a bit loose in itself, but... Anyway, I decided to get 2 8-balls tattooed on my wrist, but I had to add to it because it was to cover an ex-wife's name. So I actually got 2 balls and then a penis on top of that, which created a whole range of issues, as you could imagine. But
I can't think why, Dan.
So just can't understand why, but yeah.
Dan, talk me through it. So the balls are on the wrist. Is the penis facing down the arm or does it go up into the hand?
Nah, so it's sort of sideways across the wrist. So if you could imagine, I had the name and a wedding date and the penis now sort of circles it, if you could imagine, and then two big 8 balls down the bottom.
Yeah.
So good,
so
Dan.
So the people see it and go, hey, Dan.
Is that a cock on your wrist? Got a dick in your arm?
Yeah, it does. It's a bit of a conversation starter. So it was actually when I was sitting there with a tattooist and I had the 8-ball in my hand and it's like, he said to me, do you want it big, angry, greeny, do you want hairs? And we're just shaking this thing and like as we go. And that's what I ended up with.
Dan,
is there any chance we'll get one of the, we'll get producer Grace to chat to you. Can you send us a photo? We can chuck it up on the socials.
Yeah, Jeff.
Love to.
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay.
And right next to Dan's name, Dan Willy Wrist. I love you are a legend, Dan.
I should put it on the socials and have no context. Yeah. So for people that missed the show tonight, just open our Instagram and go, what's there a cock tattoo on?
I'd love people to message you and go, I've seen that bloke in Melbourne. Sophie from Port Macquarie, Tat Chat. Sophie, you got a tat?
I do. It's definitely not as good as Ben's.
It's a hard way to follow.
I'll be honest, as we were chatting to Dan, I was like, it's not just the tattoo, it's the fact that he was making decisions off shaking a magic. Yeah, it's just a great story.
A lot in that, exactly. Soph. So just so you know, we brought the expectations down. It's fine, mate. Well, talk us through it.
So I am a hairdresser.
Yep.
I have the lines for the inch on my middle finger.
Yeah, okay.
So when someone says to me, oh, that's more than an inch, I can just stick something up and if they don't like it.
Oh, that is genius.
That is
that is so good.
That is amazing.
So did you come up
with this?
No. I saw some kind of idea off of Pinterest and then just kind of made it my own.
I love it. I just love it.
That's so good. That's so good.
It works up.
I'll show you a bloody inch, mate. Have a look at this. Good on you, Soph.
Is that an inch? That's huge. Is that huge?
Yeah, mate, it's massive. Dan from Broadmeadows. Dan, tat talk. What have you got?
I've got a mustache on my finger because one of the an NBA player had it.
Yeah.
And I was young, dumb, and, yeah, decided just to get it done.
So what finger is it on, Dan?
My index finger.
Index finger. So do you hold it up in front of your face and be like, hey, guys, look at my mo?
Yeah, I do. When I've had a few.
Yeah. It's a good go-to gag.
You do it sober, mate. Ben from Wagga to round things out. G'day, Benny.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
We're good, mate. Tattoos discuss. What do you got?
So, it's a bit of a played-out story, this one. When I was about 16, I got some flames tattooed on my arm above the elbow.
Yep.
Anyway, they turned out like seaweed from my gun mate tattooist.
Okay, yeah.
It was off to a good start. And then maybe 8 years ago, I thought a tattooist said, I can cover that up.
Mm.
Like, yeah, right, I want with. He's like, I can put a band of bullets around there, make it look pretty cool.
Okay, yep.
Now, these bullets honestly look like dildos. It's just, like, I'm really tossing up now whether me or 8-Ball Dan's got it worse.
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
Yeah, that's it, Australia. Wednesday night, we are Jimmy and Nath. We are live with you around this beautiful country. It is a treat to be here. And if you're listening at any point in the show, guess what? You're part of the family. You're part of the family.
Now, look, we were just chatting about our tattoos. Tattoos discuss, tat chat, or tat talks.
Tat talks.
All better than mine. Thanks, guys. and look, we were just chatting to Dan from Melbourne, who was covering up his ex-wife's name with some 8-Balls on his wrist.
Yep.
And then decided... I think we missed that part of the story, why he then decided to add the penis.
Oh, yeah. I don't know why.
I think you might have just done it for fun.
Oh, for laughs.
Yeah. LOL.
He has sent it to us. I can put that up on the socials, can't I?
Yeah, maybe with a little warning beforehand.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or a big warning.
You don't want an unsolicited diktat.
Yeah.
No, oh, DP.
So right.
Yeah. No, you don't want that.
You do not want that, guys. Well done for all those callers, by the way, coming through.
Great callers.
Some.
Yeah.
Surprised how many people have got phallic symbols tattooed on them. You know what I mean?
Makes people feel powerful.
I don't think, like, what was the last caller's name? Apologies, I've forgotten now.
Ben.
Ben didn't want flaming dildos.
Oh, he didn't. He didn't want it, but he still has them.
Sorry, Ben. You did say that I think Dan's got the worst one, but now that I've seen Dan's flying dildos.
We should ask Ben to send in a photo of the flaming D's as well. That would have been great.
Well, if you're listening, Ben, at Jimmy and Nath on Instagram, if you want to send a photo. Yeah.
Send them through. Send a warning before you send it through, but just...
just send flying, burning dildos. If you're listening.
Yeah, anyone
can. It's just a fun thing to see.
It's an open slather. You know, we want to see them, guys.
Set your dildos on fire. Throw them into the night sky, Australia.
Oh, that sounds like a festival.
Please don't do that. I don't want to be responsible for people doing that.
I can't wait for the call from our boss going, Jimmy, Nate, did you ask people to set dildos on fire and throw them into the sky? Yes. Yes, we did.
Stupid question. Of course we did.
It's all for content.
You don't want to see that?
I would love to see it. Honestly, it's better than New Year's Eve fireworks seeing that.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Thanks for being a part of it, guys. And Jim, a group of health specialists, they've come out and revealed whether barbecue food, as in the classic Aussie barbecue food, is good for you after there has been an increase in healthy barbecue options. I haven't even really been paying attention to these because I just go for the classics. But, I mean, have you noticed healthy barbecue options appearing?
Well, I mean, I don't know. What is a healthy barbecue option?
Oh, that's a good question, mate. It's a great question.
Like, are they saying like vegan patties?
Vegan patties. Oh, I mean, these are the best options on the health barbecue menu, according to these health specialists, right? Yeah. So these are the ones, if you're having a family barbie and you're looking for a healthy option, these are the ones you should be going for, based on sugar, calories, and salt. On there is salmon burgers. So when you have a burger, instead of the classic meat patty, you go, yeah, exactly. My thoughts. My thoughts, exactly. Or the, what's this? Chicken and mushroom and rice.
What's in front of me?
Bloody look at this, mate, for the first time. Chicken, find out live.
The girls prepped the sheets.
The girls have obviously done the sheets. Just turning this over, finding it out at the same time as you and the listener.
Real time.
Chicken, mushroom and rice chipolatas.
Yeah, no, pass.
That's also a pass from me. Meat-free sausages.
Pass. Look, I know there's people listening to the show who eat that stuff. That's fine. That's for you. I'm just giving my personal opinion.
Venison burgers.
Oh, deer.
Is that what that is? Yeah, okay.
Go a deer, a female deer, ray a drop of sun. Me a name I call myself. Grace, jump in.
A long, long way to run.
So, a needle pulling thread.
La, a note to follow, so.
Tea, a drink with jam and bread.
And that brings us back to dough.
Anyway, thoughts, venison burger.
nah,
it's a no from me as well. And then the last one is chorizo burgers.
Chorizo burger.
I've never heard of it either.
I've heard of the others.
It's just essentially a chorizo in the shape of a patty.
I'm not going to say no to that. I do love chorizo.
Yeah, that one is okay.
Yeah.
That one
has my interest. Yeah. I'll need to have a little...
But look, this is the thing. As far as I'm concerned, there's only one barbecue food we should be all talking about, and it's the classic, mate. It's the snag, the sausage, the banger. You know what I mean? These are the main things that everyone loves. You go to a Bunnings sausage sizzle. Of course, you get a sausage sizzle. You know what I mean? It's the easy thing. They're cheap.
You got that wrong there, mate. You go to a sausage sizzle, and then you're like, well, I'm here. I might as well go to the Bunnings.
Absolutely. You're so right. 100%. It's just convenient that there's a tool shop here.
Oh, my God. What? There's a bloody tools and wood place here. It's crazy.
So to celebrate our love, and it is a big love on the Jimmy Nash Show of sausages, I thought it's the perfect opportunity to do this.
Does a snack taste great or does it make you want to spew? It's time for Jimmy and Ace Sausage Review.
Yeah! 1010 60. Australia, you jump on the phones right now. When did you eat the snag? It can be a snag you've had recently. It can be a snag that is just stuck in your memory from a long time ago. We just want you to call us, tell us about it, rate it out of 5 snags. Very easy. Jimmy and Ace, sausage reviews.
Yeah, and look, Nath, I just want to let everyone know, I mean, you said we love our sausages. Mm-hmm. We certainly do. We used to do Hobart breakfast Monday to Friday. And when we were down there, we did Jimmy and Ace drive-through snags.
Forgot about that. Yes.
People could drive through us giving them snags.
They didn't have to get out of the car.
People
were rolling past. We were handing them the snag.
So good.
So good,
mate. So that's how passionate we are about it.
Absolutely.
It's, as Nate said, just give us a call, review a snag, get a 5 snags, and
I'd love to kick things off if I can.
Oh, certainly.
And I'd love to talk about the place we just spoke about. I went to get a sausage sizzle. Just so happened there was a Bunnings there too. So crazy. I bought a TV unit, which was awesome. And this snag, mate, was phenomenal, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so they double snagged me.
Oh.
Right, because they looked at me and I said, oh, God, I'm hungry. They double snagged me.
Double snagged.
White bread, right? Mm. Onions on the bottom, you know.
Oh, they put onions on the bottom.
I mean, that's whatever.
As long as they're on there.
It's fine. Onions were on there, which is good, and they just slopped them on there, which I love, mate. Barbecue sauce over the top, and then one line of tomato, which was interesting to have both on there, but let me tell you, it hit, and it's a 4 out of 5 snags to kick off sausage reviews.
Just great, mate.
It's a good snag, mate.
Oh, dear, love
sausage. It's a stuff of dreams, I'll tell you. And I'll dream about that snag.
Yeah, you should.
For a long time to come.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
We were just talking about a group of health specialists, Jim, who have come out with the best options for a healthy barbecue. Sausages not included on that, which is disappointing because this show absolutely loves sausages, which is why we do this.
Does a snack taste great or does it make you want to spew? It's time for Jimmy and Ace Sausage Review.
Yeehaw! Yes, it's very simple, Australia. Just asked 1010 60. When did you have a snag? But you have a sausage. Tell us about it. Did you love it? Rate it out of 5 snags. It's as simple as that, Jim.
And look, I feel like, Nathan, you know, there's a reason that Bunnings has snags out the front on the weekends. It's because everyone loves them. And we're very lucky here. We broadcast all around Australia. I think it's something like 208 stations. Where are they? Don't know. Bosses didn't tell us. But potentially people listening can hear these reviews from people. And if they live in that area or if they want to travel, they can go there themselves and have that delicious sausage.
It's a great idea. It's sharing the snag stories of Australia, really, isn't it? Vanessa from the Sunny Coast. Hi, Ness. How are you?
Hey, guys. How are you going?
We're going all right, Ness. You sound like you've had a good snag.
I had the best snag, guys. The best. I had chicken, honey, and soy coleslaw.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. So it's a busy snag, Ness. Tell us about it.
It is a busy snag.
Where'd you get it?
So local butchers. Mm-hmm. They make probably about a dozen or so different types of different sausages. And my favourite is the chicken, honey, and soy.
Oh,
especially with coleslaw on a roll.
Coleslaw
on a long roll. Yum.
Just a long roll. Big snag on it. Honey, soy, beautiful. Out of five snags.
Cut the roll right down the middle. Oh. Not across.
Not across.
Perfect down the middle like a hot dog roll.
Okay. It's like you got a whole plan worked out, Naz. Out of five snags, what are you giving it?
Definitely a 10.
A 10 out of 5 snags to kick things off.
Interesting. Ness has already broken our measurement of snag.
I know. It kind of just makes us feel silly, really, doesn't it?
I know. You only rated yours a 4 out of 5, you idiot.
Everyone's going to be like, no, snag must have sucked. Brendan from Victoria. Brendan, did you have a snag recently?
It's been a while since I've had a snag because the local butcher shop changed hands. But back in the day, you could order a 2-foot sausage, which was about 2 inches thick, and they could make curry and onion snags, and they were unbelievable. They'd roll them up like into a big steak, or you could just, when you cooked them, they were just unbelievable. Yeah, they were measured about 2 foot long.
2 foot long, 2 inches thick. Yep, a snag, yep. Brendo.
Yeah, my unreal. Best snags I've had. They've changed hands, and they've retired because it was family generations. I think it was about 4 families in it, and that had enough. And you can order other flavours. You can order chili. They're just unreal.
Mate, there's a man who knows his big snags.
I'm sad, Brendan, hearing that.
Yeah, you do. Brenda, I love me snags. I bet you do. Brenda, out of 5 snags, mate, what do you got?
Oh, out of 10.
Out of 100, mate.
Well, whatever number you want to give it. How much?
Yeah. 99.
99. Hey, once again, blown out our snag review quota.
I love it. Everyone just comes up with their own measurement.
We should just say snag review. Give us a number.
Give us a number.
Whatever
and
the hell it is.
Don't tell us what it's out of.
No, he's so bright.
That's a new thing.
Jimmy from Sydney. G'day, mate.
Hey, boys.
Mate, have you had a snag recently you want to tell us about?
Oh, yeah, I had the snag recently. Man, it was one of the driest snags I ever had.
Oh, no. It's a shocker.
It was a bad snag.
Yeah, it was a terrible snag. Oh. We were striking and we were just, not enjoying it.
Oh, mate, I'm so sorry.
Where did you get it from, Jimmy?
It was during, we were having a work strike, so one of the boys, they organised a barbecue there just for everyone to get together.
Oh, no.
Horrible.
Overcooked it,
Jim.
Yep.
Oh,
well,
Jimmy,
you know this works. You just give us a random number. Don't tell us what it's out of. What do you rate that snag?
Rate that snag, Jim.
Oh, probably like a 0.
0. 0 out of 1. Halfway, not too bad. Emma from Victoria to round things out. Hi, Em.
Hi.
Hi, Em. How you going, Em? You having a good one?
How you going?
How you going, Em? You having a good day?
Very good.
That's good.
I want to tell you about my amazing German sausage.
Yep. Amazing. Yep.
Just got off the plane, super jet lag, went to some random supermarket, and it was like the classic, toad sausage. Insane. I want to say 9.5 because I don't want to have to know when I have to go all the way to Germany to get just as good a one, but insane.
I'll be honest, Em, I heard nothing you just said.
I heard Germany.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay.
Because you could hear it all here.
Wednesday night, the Jimmy and I show, wrapping it up. Jim, another beauty.
Yep, another one in the bag. It is time for the show. It's with we.
What are you doing?
I was putting my hand in my pocket.
Yeah, but your back pocket. It's just a very odd...
You're giving yourself a little feel, are you?
No, yeah. I just... Mate. I don't know, sometimes you've got to love yourself, you know what I mean?
Not live on the air.
I think that's against code.
Yeah.
to love yourself on the air.
I think we had a meeting about it. You can't make the love.
I have my hand in my back pocket. That's all I'm doing.
It just looks like you really
careful, mate.
It.
Legal are always listening
stretching
to this show.
Back.
Is there a hole in that pocket?
No.
Delilah? show rating, I'm giving it 8 out of 10. No reason in particular, to be honest. It's just more of a vibe, just a feel.
It's all right.
It's a 4 out of 10 for me. Not from you guys. You guys were phenomenal. 4 out of 10 because, once again, I called another radio show and I wasted gear I could be using on this show on that show. So, and I know you guys don't like it when I do it behind your back.
No, because then you bring it back to this show, and that's actually a positive.
Mm. Yeah, but I kept it secret. I kept it secret for a while.
No, like, you called me afterwards.
I did that.
Damn, I was just on Triple M.
I did that 2 years ago. I've just come clean. I just think for me, I just need to pay more attention to this show, stop calling other shows winning prizes.
Mm. No, keep winning them because we gave them away. We gave away Offspring tickets on this show that we didn't have. Producer Grace?
Yeah, I'm going to give it a 7. I think 7 feels appropriate.
Hmm. Why 7?
Again, no reason.
No,
just
you
vibe.
Can. Just vibe.
Yeah, just vibe. The vibe of it.
Yeah.
Would Offspring tickets make you feel better?
Actually not.
Yeah, it would make you feel better putting that hand back in that pocket.
That's it. But don't worry. You can follow Jimmy and Nate on the socials. At Jimmy and Nate. And catch the show. Weekdays from 9 p.m. across the Hit Network. And on the Listener app. Or, if you see them, just give them a little kiss.